I, Candace Hunziker.
Do solemnly and sincerely affirm.
Do solemnly and sincerely affirm.
That I will support the Constitution.
Candace Hunziker and Tiana Turber, winners of the Pittsburgh Board of Commissioners election in November, took their oaths of office on Monday night to join the elected body. The pair ran in tandem with each other and ultimately rose above a crowded field of eight candidates to comfortably win the two open seats. Hunziker and Thurber both campaigned on a platform of better managing Pittsburgh's growth while maintaining its small-town charm amid the ongoing Chatham Park development east and southeast of its historic downtown. The master-planned community across more than 7,000 acres will fundamentally shift the town's population. And Hunziker said balancing those changes with Pittsburgh's current character was a clear priority that resonated with voters.
When development comes, people don't want to lose the soul. I mean, you can put up buildings, or you can make sure that the buildings that you do put up stay in with the design of downtown so that we don't lose that. And let me tell you, when I talked to people in Chatham Park who have moved there, they said they chose Pittsburgh for a reason. There are so many trees. There is the walkability. There is the community. And they don't want to see that get lost either, because that's what attracted them. And I think we can work with the developers to make sure we kind of have that consistency with what exists and what is coming.
Hunziker affirmed those sentiments after being sworn in on Monday, telling Chapelboro she felt the severity of the moment while taking her oath. She added, quote, "I'm dedicated to making sure our future growth reflects our commitment to community, transparency, and environmental stewardship." Thurber, who is a downtown business owner, described feeling, quote, "incredibly humbled to officially begin her term on the town board." She said, quote, "This community has given me so much, and I'm committed to working hard, listening closely, and helping guide Pittsburgh through this period of growth with care, transparency, and collaboration." The incoming commissioners will assume the seats of Pamela Baldwin and James Vose, who each leave the board after five terms and one term, respectively. Part of Monday's agenda included the board passing resolutions honoring their service to the town and awarding Baldwin, who is in attendance, flowers in a vase made by local potter Mark Hewitt. In her farewell comments, the longtime mayor pro tem shared her gratitude and reflections on helping shape the town across two pivotal decades.
"And it is remarkable. Pittsburgh has changed. I've tried to do all that I could to help Pittsburgh become what it should be and can be. I enjoyed working with town staff, the town manager, assistant manager, our attorney, and the entire board. So again, I consider it an honor and a privilege to have served the town of Pittsburgh and the individuals in Pittsburgh to continuously vote for me and support me in all of my endeavors."
With Baldwin now out of elected office, the Pittsburgh board voted to have Commissioner Jay Farrell serve as its new mayor pro tem, a role that backs up Mayor Kyle Shipp in official board duties. The Board of Commissioners is next set to meet on January 12th, and you can find Monday's full meeting by heading to chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.